One of the positive things about that is I am hearing from several commissioners and so on that we are actually going to retire one of those TIFs, the earliest one, here real quick. Which
I think it's in June.
Which will increase our revenue. It will decrease our expenses, is what it'll do, and therefore our revenues will look better.
It's $50,000. I think it's about $100,000 a year. So if we get it in June, it'll get about $50,000.
The other big ones are they out like 6 or 8 years?
Oh, probably more than that.
No.
23, I think, is the maximum, Donna.
29 is one of them. I just read it the other day.
That's the year, 2029.
29.
Yeah. 29 years from beginning.
No.
I think that
the TIF will not be 29 years. Pardon?
We just pulled it up. It says okay. 29 years of the TIF.
Okay. Anyway.
They're out
look
there.
At it. The statute says 23.
Yeah.
That's the most they can do. Right?
It's what the statute says.
It's what the statute says.
In statute.
And they've been at it like 10 or 11 years, so we've still got 7 years to
go. That'd be one of them, like where Walmart is, and so all that,
and there's two left, Hills and Landing.
And I think the Hills is divided into two different ones, Hills South and Hills North, so they probably retire at different times, I would guess.
But also look at that now and think back to what it was before. Look at over where Branson Hills is at right now. I remember doing the, I think it had a value of $6,000-something, if I remember right, when they put that. Look at it. Think of it then, of what it was then, and look at it now.
It's been a windfall for the schools and people that collect property taxes. It's not been that much of a windfall for the county because we work on sales tax.
They capture all the property tax on that. No, Rick, it works the same on that. Their windfall for them is personal property tax coming in there. But the county, that's why I said, has the county not increased in their sales between the time that went in and now?
Yes, Donna. Sheila, there's always that. There's two sides of that TIF. If we really and truly get incremental growth and it can be established, which it can't be, then it is. We're getting half of that sales tax that we wouldn't have gotten. So whatever we're spending out there, we're getting that much in. And so there's arguments that, yes, they're always positive, but there's also arguments that, well, did they really have that incremental sales, or did that come from someplace else? And so you're going to have people on both sides of that. I've seen both sides of it. I think probably it's somewhere in between. They probably have been good for us, but probably not as good for us as what they might.
Some of those sales were drawn from an area that wasn't.
I'm almost positive some of them were drawn from other places, Jim.
Yeah, some would be.
If those truly are not going to come here without some sort of TIF, then we need to look at them. We need to think about whether they may be positive for the county, because they may be. You guys have any other questions, comments about the budget? Randy?
Separate funds can be changed.
They can be changed. Historically, they haven't, Randy, but they could be. We could bid out the Road and Bridge Medical and the General County Revenue Medical. It could be done that way.
You have two separate sets of benefits.
Okay, well, my concern is that's a lot of the reason we screen pretty hard. We get pretty good personnel, but it's because of the benefits that we offer. We take that away.
Right.
So whenever I say, hey, we need, so whenever we start looking at some administration fees, are you guys going to complain to us about, hey, why are you taking money out of our account and transferring for legitimate legal reasons?
Randy's smiling right now, but yeah, I agree with you, Randy. Our benefits package is very important for a hiring, and I hope that we, and I know this commission has a concern for that.
Well, my only concern when we talk of administrative fees, it's the other amount that concerns me. It puts us in a point that in a few years we'll be at the same place if we don't increase, and we take a certain amount out of there. I mean, we're fine where we're at now. But
what's their fund balance? Roughly $12 million?
Yes.
And how much is it growing here?
Other stuff we're able to do. We've got places we can cut it if we need to, but I think I'm not sure this cut personnel is going to be.
I wouldn't worry about your account or your balance, your fund, your...
I appreciate you worrying about it, but right now there's not a concern for me. And I don't think it's a concern for the commission right now. I have, Chuck, since probably back when you were commissioner, that was a long time ago, wasn't it? I think you've heard me say we should look at self-funding. And that's kind of a gamble. I've talked to several counties that did that, and they have been just really pleased with it. I'm not sure it's a feasible thing with the insurance market the way it is right now. But I do think we ought to always look at things like that.
Every time we go to look at it, our claims are so much more expensive than what they should be. So because of those claims issues, we can't go self-funded.
Maybe. Thank you. You mentioned how much it's gone up.
I don't know. I think probably that's something that we ought to have them bring us that package to look at.
Is there not a consortium of counties?
They actually started one at one time, Scott, and I don't know. I don't think it was well managed, and I haven't heard anything about it lately. I have some numbers that these guys could call and talk about. Our current insurance agent talked to me the other day, and I know we could get him to give us a quote on self-funded. He talked about, yes, we could do that, and he said it's something you probably should look at, but, you know. I don't know.
That's what I mean by the consortium.
Yeah. Sure looks like they would. I agree with you.
Is this something we should talk to Mac about?
We had some counties, retired from Greene County.
I think that may have been.
They were trying to get counties on board and stuff. They needed more counties to get on board for it. I think it's a scary thing to them right at first. And like Commissioner Williams said, our claims have been so high right now. Our number of employees was good. They wanted to add us to it, and he never did come back, did he?
If you guys want to look at that, I do have some numbers. I'd be more than glad to have you call. And if you guys want to ask about that, I don't think there's a consortium right now that I'm aware of. But yeah, I agree with you. It looks to me like there should be. It's an idea. You may want to do that. I don't know.
I doubt if anybody wants to give up control.
Yeah.
That's why I said Mac.
What was the guy's name from Greene County?
From Greene County. I was trying to think. He had seven or eight counties.
He actually had it started at one time, and I don't know what happened, but I haven't heard anything about it lately. So that probably means it's not doing well.
Anything else?
I'll say thanks for having me.
I want to thank everyone for being here and listening, and everyone's, it seemed like a very civil meeting, and I appreciate that. I don't have anything else.
Thank you all for your work on this. I know it's been a long road.
It's not over yet, but right. We wanted you to know where we were too. So
the door is always open for suggestions.
We do have other
I guess I want to talk to you. I have an issue that doesn't concern everybody else, but it doesn't concern much you, your budget and what we're talking about with this detention. So I'd like to, whenever I can, let's...
The detention center?
Yeah, the detention center contracts. So.
I think you've...
We are scheduled for... Yeah, we can recess and... convene up in our conference room. While we do have, we are scheduled for further budget discussions, and if we need to discuss any kind of contracts or we are scheduled for personnel, to we could go into executive session if need be. So we'll recess.
You go upstairs
and reconvene upstairs.